accident operates on a phrase that was dropped like a coin down the sofa, but landed like a catastrophe. How come the water never shows its age? The whole week is in my knees, but its every bend is ballet. What's a minging morning to something ancient? I'm learning how to take a bath in this feeling. Unimportant. To leave unnoticed. The rain will get rid of my footprints, and my noise is nothing, not to the earliest ears, nor veteran shoulders. How come the rock holds its posture like a simple yes or no? An easy choice. I'm learning how to make those. Fix won't be over the next hill. Flask in hands. I can't tease it out a cloud. Maybe I should trust it's coming like I do a train or change in temper. I'm learning to be at the sky's mercy and call it only that. Maybe I'll manage. Maybe I'll turn back.
Thank you. All right, listening to WRUV FM Burlington. This is DJ Not Ted with
DJ Derek.
And we've been spinning for the last 2 hours plus.
And together we're known as DNT.
DNT. So, we're ending on a mellow note. Some The Last Human with Television. And as promised, we played some Deep Burnt.
Yeah, we just heard Deep Burnt by Pepe Braddock.
Mm-hmm.
My vote for best house song of all time. Some people might disagree, but I think everyone would agree. It's up there.
It's up
a
there.
Classic. You gotta know that one. You gotta play it.
All the time. At the end of all your sets.
It's
maybe don't do that, then everyone would hate the song.
I don't know. I heard Todd Terji, Inspector Norse, last night.
I know. It was like, that was like a track, I think it was one of the first tracks we probably talked about when we knew each other, I think.
Yeah, it's possible.
So I was like, oh, wow. And we were like just hanging out in the bar and the guy's playing in the background. And we're like, oh. It was like, but we had to question ourselves. We're like, is this a remix or was it not a remix? And then they hit that line. You were like, no, that's the original.
Yeah, and that's one of those songs. I don't think it gets old. You could probably play mm-hmm. it every set. Everyone's going to love it. You know?
I'm like one of those guys that like my favorite artist, Brian Eno, I don't play because I'm afraid that album will like lose like its punch. Mm-hmm. So I like only bring it out for special occasions, you know? So I feel like that's how I kind of roll.
It's ceremonial. Mm-hmm. You can't waste it on just any occasion.
Right, yeah.
Save
you're not
for the big ones.
Sitting down on, you know, every breakfast, no. It has to be like something special.
But just so you know, listeners, DNT playing together at the WRV studios, that's a special occasion.
Mm-hmm.
The last time this happened was New Year's Eve 2017, 2018, I'm not sure.
I know.
We played an epic, like, 5-hour set.
We did.
Could be out there somewhere, you know, on someone's computer.
I'm pretty sure I have it on my computer, but I literally, I'm a little obsessive with collecting the mixes that I've done. I have everything back from 2005.
Wow.
When we burned CDs, so I have a lot of stuff. And, of course, a lot of your old mixes, and, of course, Koshik and Tatum.
Yeah.
The Koshik, who's from
Dundas, Ontario, right next to where I currently live.
Yeah, so it's like, it's all connected people.
Yeah.
This is my theory, there's only 2,000 people in the world that are actually hitched into the Matrix, and everyone else is just, you know, they're just non-player characters. So, this goes to my theory. Not my actual theory, probably someone else's theory, but it's still like, it seems freaky, like when you think about the world and the connections. So, anyway.
I was actually watching The Matrix on TV on Christmas, actually. I needed a little break, turned on the TV.
What a Christmas movie.
Well, they were playing all three of them back to back to back. If you really wanted to get away from your family, you had all three Matrixes.
What says anti-Christmas more than The Matrix, probably? I can't think of probably. I mean, maybe Blade Runner. That would be a good anti-Christmas movie.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
But I have to say, I enjoyed it. It really held up, and I was impressed with the second half of The Matrix that I saw.
Like the original movie?
The original.
First one.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, so this brings me back to what I was talking about earlier. I can't watch it anymore because I just know all the lines. So it just kind of like, it doesn't hit as hard because I just know all the lines.
Yeah.
Like now I'm just reciting the lines before they say it kind of thing, you know?
Well, I'd forgotten the lines.
Yeah.
But I do have a line I want to mention here. I want to give a shout out to DJ Goddess Nectar.
Oh.
She might be listening. Big DJ coming up in the Vermont scene. I hear she's playing a lot in Stowe right now, but she might start playing a bit more in Burlington. So keep your eyes peeled for DJ Goddess Nectar.
Hey, you know what? Our little chat mate on our chat there. Peaches, she's playing at New Year's at the Phoenix, right?
The Phoenix in Waterbury. Mm-hmm. It's a art gallery, but they're going to have a great New Year's Eve party. And DJ Peaches, former WRUV DJ. She had a great show back in the day.
Yep. And like our get-togethers, she's been on a few of them. We used to have three DJs DJing at the same time. I wasn't sure. Was she on the last one? Was she here for the last mixing session?
I'm not sure. We get lost in the music when we do this, and we don't know who's here, who's not here. It's all about the music.
We're just one Borg collective of a DJ when we're here.
Exactly. We meld our minds together like we did in that last hour, and the flow is seamless.
So, it's time for us both to get out of here, because Derek, the DJ over there, has other things to do, and I have other things to do, but we'll be back eventually.
Yeah, so, we're important people, but we do take a break out of our busy schedules to play radio shows, because that's also very important
for you, for the public. So,
all right, that's our cue.
That's our cue. All right, we'll see you guys the next time. So, and I'll have a radio show on. I'm assuming my show will be after me though, from 8 to 10, and I'll just be blah blah. I'll be talking. It's a talk educational show. Will there be some more interviews and other things? And then usually, if there's no one on after me, I'll play music, like mixing. So, but I have a new job. I've been super busy. So,
we're important people, but the radio show is also extremely important.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're here. Good night.
All right. Good night. Thank you.
There was an old man who lived in a wood, as you can plainly see. He said he could do as much work in a day as his wife could do in three. With all my heart, the woman, she said, that's what you will allow. Tomorrow you'll stay at home in my stead, and I'll go drive the plough. But you must milk, I'll tidy the cow, for fear she will go dry. You must must feed the littlest pigs that are within the sty. And you must mind the speckled hen, for fear she'll lay away. And then you must reel the spool of yarn that I spun yesterday. The woman, she took up her staff in her hand, and she went to drive the plow. The old man took up a pail in his hand, and he went to milk the cow. But Tidy hinged and Tidy flinched, and Tidy broke his nose. And Tidy, she gave to him such a big blow, the blood ran to his toes. Ever I'm ill, be tidy again, be sore against my will. He went to feed the little pigs that were within the sty. He hit his big head upon the thick beam, and he made his red blood fly. He went to find the speckledy hen, for fear she'd lay astray. Forgot to reel the spool of yarn his wife spun yesterday. He swore by the sun, the moon, the stars, the green leaves on the tree. If his wife didn't do a day's work in her life, she'll not be ruled by him.